Good morning. That was Barbara Garges doing one of those beautiful piano preludes that she is so known for. She does a kind of piano jazz that I really want to celebrate. And this is worship with Tabernacle United Methodist Church. We are a community that seeks to follow Jesus as a way of life. And so we look for all the different ways that we can practice our faith as we go about trying to walk in the path of love, whether we're in the line at the supermarket or doing our work in our daily spheres of influence, whether we're in our family or whether we're doing our work as citizens of the world. We're always about the way that Jesus taught, the way of love. And we practice that as a way of life. And so worship becomes the place where we come to touch base with the teachings of Jesus, to see if we can connect with the Spirit of Jesus together. And we hope that you'll find some really valuable moments for your spiritual journey in this time of worship. Now, in this particular year, there has seldom been two services in a row when we didn't try something new. And there are several experiments that are going to be tried today. When Teresa came, got ready to come in this morning, she just realized that she had a potential exposure and didn't want to expose the rest of us, which I really appreciate. So she's going to try and zoom in with a contribution to our worship this morning, and we'll see if that works. And if it does, then we'll have something new to put in our toolbox. And if it doesn't, we just ask for your patience. We are trying our best. And this is not an experiment that I was ready to try this morning, but the circumstances have brought it to us. So thank you all for your patience and for the grace with which we have been treating one another in this difficult year. And, well, actually, it's a new year. It's not going to be a difficult year, right? That's our hope? Well, we'll see. So Happy New Year to all. And let's begin our worship with a psalm of praise. This is Psalm 113. And I thought if we're gonna begin the new year, we should do so with a note of praise and thanksgiving. And so this is why I chose this particular psalm to begin our year's worship. All right, here it is. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time on and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and God's glory above the heavens. Who is like our Lord? Who is seated on high? Who looks down on the heavens and the earth? God raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes and with princes of the people. God gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise the Lord. Okay, so here is where it gets more interesting. Let's see.
Come thou font of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. O to grace, how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it for thy courts above.
Okay, I think maybe that worked. All right, so we're going to go on with our worship this morning by hearing a piece of scripture that is in the Gospel of John, chapter 6. And it goes this way. This is Jesus speaking, and he did this teaching after he did the loaves and the fishes and the miracle of feeding several thousand people. And the people were kind of meditating on what it meant over the next several days. And this is where this teaching comes out. For those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them, just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whomever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate, and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever. He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe and who was the one that would betray him. Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." May God add a blessing to the reading of these words. And we kind of imagined what it would have been like for some youth to be on the edges and talking with the disciples in the time that all this was going down. And our youth have developed a little skit based on that.
When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?"
What did he just say?
He said, "We are Jews. We don't drink the lifeblood of other creatures."
But he didn't mean literally.
But
he said, "Unless you, like the flesh, drink the blood of the Son of Man, you have no life in you."
Spiritually. Think spiritually. The flesh is useless. The spirit gives life. Theodosia is right. He didn't mean it literally.
But still, it's gross. I'm not doing it.
Wait, it's not even the worst thing he said. Did you hear him go on about being sent by God, daring us to be offended that he thinks he's going to ascend into heaven?
I did, and I do believe he is the Messiah. Peter, so do you.
Of course.
But think about it. What is food? It's what our bodies need to live. We can't live without food.
I see where you're going. And our spirits need food too. They need food that we just can't live without.
I heard him say something like, "The words I have spoken are spirit and life." Is that it? We have to feed our spirits on his teaching?
No. No one gets to claim to be from heaven.
But unless he is.
Archivist, what if it's more than that? Something that we can't yet understand.
You mean our spirits feed on something more than just his teaching?
Well, let's hear him out. Maybe it will all become apparent in time.
I want to thank our youth for the wonderful contributions they are making to our worship, and ask that everyone would be praying for our youth and for their teachers and for all who are caring for the young people in this generation, because for those of us who've had a couple years under our belts, I won't say how many, but for me, but this year of COVID is a little bit of a smaller portion and percentage of our lives than it is for those who are just beginning their journey. And so let's just keep them in our thoughts and prayers as they go through their challenges. For those of you who are following in the bulletin, there is a little special music that we're actually going to have next week rather than this week. And so we are coming to what is called the prayer of truth-telling and release. It goes this way. And one of the reasons why we have these little slides coming up that I work really hard to make sure that they correspond with what we're actually doing. I hope I get it right, at least most of the time. But we do that because it gives everyone a chance to be part of building the worship that's happening. And now that we're non-local and we can't feel each other's presence and hear one another's voice, I think it's all the more important that we do the spiritual work of worshiping wherever we're at. So I invite you to to speak these words out, if they speak to your condition, wherever you are. Gracious God, we try so hard to be good, and sometimes we find it so hard to believe that you will love us when we have failed, that we avoid facing you, ourselves, and each other. Here in this moment, help us to tell the truth of our failures to love, confident in your grace, trusting that we belong in your family. Hear the good news. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. God's mercies are new every morning. Know that we are forgiven and share the power of that forgiveness where it is needed. May the peace of Christ be with you. And friends, when we were briefly together but not able to shake hands and hug, we developed this choreographed movement. May the peace of Christ be with you. And you know what? I find it still helpful. I don't know if you do, but you're welcome to do it wherever you are. And if you're alone, you don't even have to worry about anyone seeing you, because I can't see you. So you can just say, may the peace of Christ be with you, and imagine that you are connected with all beings, and especially with our church community. And of course, if you're in a house that may be feeling a little bit smaller because you've been in it so much, you may want to give a special greeting of peace to your loved ones there. And we're going to continue with our prayer requests. This morning we've got prayer requests for Matt and Lou and Deb, for Jeff and Richard and Andy, David, Barbara, Danielle, Tiernan, Evie, Cindy, Sharon, Ron, and Joe. We also have special requests that came in this week for Karen, who lost her brother Peter. So all the friends and family who are grieving his passing. From Lynn, who lost a neighbor whose name is Matt Cunningham. He died of COVID this week, and we just want to surround his family and friends with the grace that comes in prayer. From Ilona, prayers for Mitzi and Ron, who have struggled with COVID as well. From Seth, for wisdom and guidance. And from Sheila, for the friends and family of her uncle, William Broughton, a former Baptist minister who passed away of COVID this week. That's a long list, and I know it's only the tip of the iceberg of the concerns and loves that are on our hearts today. So Barb is going to lead us in Surely the Presence, and we'll try and sing that together to anchor and express our prayers. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel God's mighty power and God's grace. I can hear the brush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Gracious God, we yearn for your reassurance that 2021 is going to be a better year. Please send your Spirit, Lord. We yearn for your guidance so that we might know what we can do to help make it a better year, Lord. We yearn for your comfort because there have already been so many losses, Lord. And we yearn for your strength and your endurance to be gifted to those who are working so hard on every front. Our teachers, our first responders, our healthcare workers, those who are in positions of authority and trying to make good decisions, our entrepreneurs who are wrestling and struggling with the economic downturn. Gracious God, we pray that your strength and wisdom and endurance would go out so that our cups would be filled and that we could be our best selves in the midst of trying circumstances. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. And of course, we've got a little bit different version of the Lord's Prayer coming up here. Mother of us all, who dwells within and beyond, sacred is your name. May your holy vision for collective flourishing come to fruition among us. May your dreams of justice, love, compassion, and connection be enfleshed on earth. Provide us today with what we need to be nourished in body, soul, and heart. And forgive us for the harm we cause as we seek to forgive those who have harmed us. Lead us away from everything that destroys and liberate us from the hands of evil. For you are the ultimate source of hope. Your power with exceeds all power over. Your presence incites eternal wonder. All praise to you, our comfort and strength. Amen.